CliffCentral.com.
We have the one and only Sean Saunders from Rivix, you know. And I know that you were expecting to see Gareth, Mr. Sean, but I'm in the building. And I think we can...
Morning, Sean.
Talk some crypto today. How are you doing, Sean?
Yeah, good. How are you guys doing? I haven't seen you for quite some time.
I'm good. I don't know how everybody else is doing. Ryan, how are you?
No, we good, you know, we good. Trying to get through to the end of December or start of December, as you know. So we getting there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It sounds like that's every other crypto investor out there as well.
Talking about crypto, what is the state of crypto today?
Yeah, so it's been a year. I mean, you have seen, and it's not just the crypto market, it's really all markets. The S&P 500, the world's largest index, is down 18% year to date. Bitcoin's down roughly around 66% year to date. Ethereum down about the same, 67% down. Our top 10 bundles down about the same as Bitcoin, about 68% down. But you've had the likes of Facebook, now called Meta. I mean, they're down 76% this year. Netflix is down 52%. So it's been a terribly tough year if you are an investor, really in any market. So yeah, definitely looking forward to 2023. I think the big benefit that comes about with a big market decline like what we've experienced this year is that you do get these bargains. I mean, this is the time when you invest and you do see significant returns. If you just rewind a bit, because I mean, the crypto market's really no stranger to volatility and these boom and bust cycles. So if we go back in history a bit, in 2018, you had this massive run. I mean, everyone remembers that sort of late 2017, early 2018 bull market run with Bitcoin. Interestingly, that run ended roughly where Bitcoin is right now, $17,000. It went up to about $19,000, but yeah, pulled back down. And then there was this huge drop. So the Bitcoin price dropped down to $3,000, which... Interestingly, I mean, that, as I said, it was about an 84% drop. And Bitcoin's down from its all-time high, 75% today. So you can start to see a bit of a parallel here. And then over the period of the next 6 months, you saw Bitcoin rally to $17,000. So that's from $3,000 through to $17,000 over a very short period of time. And we've seen this happen a few times over the years in the crypto space, and it's probably going to play out again. Now, whether or not you're going to see the same sort of dramatic returns over a short period of time, you know, that's up in the air. This market's far more mature, even though it's still maturing. There's still a long way to go. But I mean, this is interestingly sort of the time when you can start relooking at the crypto space. I think it's been a very tough year. And I think, you know, you've got another 3, 6, 9 months where markets are still going to have to work through the inflation that we have and all the rest. But once we get to the other side of this market, you know, with a big price decline comes the opportunity for a big increase. And I think that's what we have to look at now. It's looking through sort of the fog or the near-term market movements and looking at the longer-term opportunity here, which, I mean, we're still as bullish as ever on the crypto space.
Oh, wow. And with like 2022 coming to an end, what can we expect for 2023?
Yeah, so a lot of things are going to be happening in the crypto space. So firstly, regulators are coming in hard, and that's a good thing because there's just been too many players. And I mean, we've all seen this. Locally in South Africa, you had the KG brothers, you had MTI, these massive blowouts. Internationally, you had the likes of Celsius, you had the likes of more recently FTX. I mean, all of these players that essentially just acted like cowboys. We need more sensible, prudent players in the space. I mean, at the end of the day, the likes of Revix, we act as a fiduciary, right? We help people invest in the space. We make investing in the space easy. Our customers deserve to know that their cryptocurrency is protected, and regulations should provide that. So that's the first big development. Mm-hmm. Now, what that does is it opens the doors for larger players to enter the space, the likes of pension funds, the likes of endowments, hedge funds, etc. Now, they've been moving into the space over the last few years. It seems like that's the same narrative since 2017 to say, oh, well, you know, retail's been in the space for a while, like you and me. But now it's a case of companies and big pension funds, etc., entering. And I think that narrative will continue. FTX is definitely scared a lot of institutional investors in the space, but things will change. I mean, you know, even, you know, what are we now, close to a month post the FTX saga, are you hearing sort of less and less about that? And that'll continue going forward. So, you know, regulation's coming. That's the first thing. Secondly, you'll see more real world use cases. If you kind of look just beyond the more traditional crypto space, you start to see really exciting things happening. Mm-hmm. So you start to see the fractionalization of shares being placed on blockchains. So this is the likes of Tesla, NVIDIA, even indexes such as the S&P 500. But these traditional securities actually being housed as tokens on blockchains, very similar to how you'd go about buying Bitcoin or Ethereum, but it is now a traditional security. And that starts to get quite interesting because all of a sudden that extends to traditional currencies, right? We've got stable coins that exist in the market. So now you've got a currency market that exists 24/7 on top of blockchain. So on top of the likes of Ethereum's blockchain, on top of the likes of Cardano's blockchain. So that's quite interesting. This may all sound really technical, but what this really means mm-hmm. is that you're seeing a lot of traditional finance moving over to the crypto space, and not the crypto space that we've all seen, you know, past the hugely speculative buy this token and see it go up 3,000%, but rather sort of the blockchain use case actually playing out and crypto coming together with more traditional finance. So that's a very exciting opportunity looking forward. My biggest recommendation to anyone that's looking to enter the space mm-hmm. is if you're going to enter, enter slowly. There's no fear of missing out here. Sure, the crypto space can move fast, but this, in our opinion, is a market that'll grow not 2, 3, 4x, but, you know, 10 or 20x over the coming years. If you put in 100 Rand or with us, you know, 150 Rand to get started, that is then the starting point. You should not be in a position ever where you're sweating about your investment. If it goes down 20%, 30%, like, that's the nature of crypto. It can also go up a significant amount, and that's the risk that you're taking. So that would be my first bit of advice. Secondly, we've seen this year the likes of Luna. I mean, gosh, that was a token that for many people, I mean, I came on the show and I was actually saying, wow, this is a really interesting project. And it was something that caught a lot of people by surprise. And you could land up seeing other tokens that fail. And that could be, you know, really successful projects that land up failing because this market is still so nascent. So what I'd recommend is that you take a diversified approach. We sort of built Revex with the idea that you should be investing in the most risky asset class, being crypto, with the most upside opportunity that exists out there, using a index fund-like approach. And that's why we offer our crypto bundles. And if you look back over the last 3 years, and I realize I've done a lot of speaking and I speak really quickly, but if you look back over the last 3 years, our top 10 bundle has outperformed both an investment in Bitcoin and Ethereum on a risk-adjusted basis. It's outperformed the S&P 500. It's outperformed the JSE Top 40 by an absolute country mile. And we think, you know, looking out again in a from a sort of 3 to 10 year view, again, this is an investment opportunity that diversifies your risk across the crypto space. It automatically rebalances on a monthly basis. It's really just a smarter, more practical, less gung-ho kind of shooting from the hip approach to investing in the crypto space rather than trading in the space. And we think a lot of people, certainly, you know, everyday folk like us, we should be investing in the space sort of that way. I'll pause there because I realize I just went on my monologue.
We do have a couple of questions from the audience, but I think Mash would like to ask you something.
So, Sean, I'd like to find out, with crypto being so up and down over the past year in particular, when do you think the best time to invest in it, especially in Bitcoin in particular, is or was? Or is it going to be in Jan next year? Is there a particular time to invest, or do you think it's at its lowest at the moment?
Yeah, so I guess no financial advice here. I would never say that anyone actually can talk about a market bottom or talk about a market top. There's just too many factors at play. Who knows what will happen with interest rates next week in the US? That is going to impact all markets. That could send crypto a little lower or a little higher. And I think if you looked at where we are right now, we're definitely closer to the bottom of the market than the top. And I mean, unless you expect Bitcoin to drop below, you know, $2,000, that statement would be true. So I would recommend that somebody takes a dollar cost average approach. So start small. Again, this market's here for the long term. Start small, and then every single week or every single month or every single quarter, just put a little bit of money away into an investment. I know it's not that fun. It's not a casino-like approach where you go and you just click a color and go like, yeah, now I'm in this cryptocurrency and let's go for the ride. But it is, I think, a more sensible and longer-term approach to this asset class. If you want to get rich quick, I think the casino is a better option. I know a lot of people treat the crypto market very similar to a casino, and people hear crypto and it's synonymous with, you know, gambling and all the rest. Mm. We're trying to change that. I think that's really my point there.
Here's a question from JP. He would like to know, will RevX allow us to invest in clean energy and or cannabis anytime soon?
Brilliant. Yes, I love the audience of Cliff Central that are loyal RevX customers. So yes, the answer to that is yes. We've battled with regulators. You can imagine, as a crypto platform trying to get regulated in the traditional space, where South African regulators are still trying to figure out what a blockchain is. Not to be mean or anything, but they're just not quite as advanced as what you'd see in the likes of Germany or Switzerland or France. We are moving forward on that. Mm-hmm. We hope to have a set of products out. This is not in the crypto space. This is actually more in the traditional investing world that allow you to invest in AI, blockchain as a category. So not cryptocurrencies, but rather the companies working in the space. The likes of clean energy, sustainability. You mentioned medical cannabis there. Medical cannabis is one of these weird things because, gosh, regulators and banks really do not like us offering this. I mean, we actually got asked by our banking partner to take down medical cannabis from our product offering on our site right now. So there's some outdated regulation really in South Africa that is making this challenging. So we are pushing for it. Don't get me wrong. We would love to be the first platform in the country to launch cannabis as an investable asset class. But yeah, at this moment in time, we're facing a bit of uphill battles. So I'd say wait until the end of June next year. We should have them live then.
Cool. We also have one from Congo Christmas who would like to know, do you think that crypto is going to bounce back into the 40K space if regulations can restore consumer confidence by eliminating Ponzi schemes like Mind City?
Yeah, so there's so many Ponzi schemes in crypto. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, MTI was sort of like the biggest known Ponzi scheme in South Africa. There's loads of other ones popping up. Regulations will help the space tremendously because regulators then all of a sudden can go after bad actors. And it is a lot of work to get regulated. I mean, the costs alone are prohibitive for a lot of players. Now, there's pros and cons naturally to that, but it means that you have to have adequate capital in order to protect consumers, and you've got to have the right sort of consumer protections in place, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think it will be a net positive, but while I say regulators are coming into the space, it's not going to happen very quickly. Regulators move incredibly slowly. So I would say, over the next 3 to 6 months, you'll probably see new regulations drafted and proposed to the market. And then from there, you'll see over the next, say, 12 to 18 months, the implementation of those regulations. So again, this is a sort of longer term play. But then, yes, I think the crypto market will look through to the opportunities down the line. This whole year has been a case of just negative news, just loads and loads of negative news within the crypto space. If you look at the traditional markets, they're down, like I said, 17-20% year to date. Mm-hmm. The crypto market's down 3 times that. So the correlation with the traditional markets is sort of that. It's 3 to 3.5 times. When the traditional markets land up turning, the crypto markets obviously turn even more so. So yeah, looking forward 6 to 12 months, I think that's really the opportunity within the crypto space, and then certainly beyond that.
Okay. Final question before we let you go is, can we invest in RevX products from Australia?
Yeah, brilliant question. So we are launching USD as a tradable option and sort of as an account currency as well on the RevX platform from the end of March this next year. So there's a little bit of a wait. If you're happy having an account in RANDs, you can actually go and sign up for an account with RevX. The only painful process at the moment, we're working really hard to address this, is that you'd have to make a deposit using a Swift transfer, unless you've got crypto already. You can obviously fund your account mm-hmm. using crypto, but you'd have to fund your account using an international Swift payment from your Australian dollar bank account through to your South African RANDs account, or through to our South African RANDs account, that is, and we'd convert those Australian dollars to RAND. So you can definitely open an account and you can utilize the RevX platform, but currently the RevX platform is only configured for GBP, so Great British Pound, mm-hmm. as well as South African RANDs. So yes, but there's a bit of user experience work we need to focus on there.
All righty. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us. Oh, no. I hope you have a really fantastic December. And for all those that were listening, I hope you guys took one or two pointers. Definitely go and check out Rivix on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Rivix Invest. And for more information, head over to Rivix.com. It's a smart way to invest in cryptocurrency. We're going to go on a break and we'll see you after the break.
Brilliant. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.